The Toronto Transit Commission, TTC, is eyeing an important step when it comes to accessibility with the approval of a $25 million contract this week to install two elevators at Old Mill Station in the city's West End. When construction at the station is complete, all 70 TTC stations will be accessible, the transit service said. The TTC is working hard to make its vehicles, facilities and services accessible for everyone, and this contract award is a big step in that direction, TTC Chair Jamal Myers said in a release. Once Old Mill Station is complete, every station will be barrier-free. Last year, the TTC put elevators in service at three stations, Donlands, Glencairn and Castle Frank, resulting in a total of 57 stations being deemed accessible. Construction is underway at 12 more stations, with High Park, Rosedale, Greenwood, Christie, Summerhill, and Warden stations expected to be completed this year. With the exception of Old Mill Station, work at all other stations is scheduled to be complete by 2026. Easier Access Program. We're committed to making transit accessible for all Torontonians, and this is good news for residents who use Old Mill Station regularly, said Mayor Olivia Chow. Improving accessibility ensures that people across the city are able to reliably travel to school, work, home, and access essential services, regardless of ability. The TTC board approved the $25.6 million contract for the project at Old Mill to Maystar General Contractors Inc., with construction scheduled to begin in a few months. Work will include improved signage throughout the station, repairing finishes and installing tactile attention tiles, and installing CCTV security cameras along the accessible pathway, the transit service said. The TTC's Easier Access Program is partially funded by the Government of Canada through the Canada Community Building Fund. Work along the subway lines has not been without challenges for riders. This coming weekend, the subway service is planning a full closure on a downtown section of Line 1, with no shuttle buses running due to the many construction projects in the area impacting traffic. This weekend's work includes the usual track work and station upgrades, as well as work on elevators at Museum Station.